Sir, I love how ready you are all willing to participate in this journey to your own soul. That's where the magic happens. That's where our true authentic self resides. That's the love connection that I mentioned right at the beginning of this conference. The love connection is you with the Creator. And the Creator is constantly broadcasting a love song and is always listening for your part of the song. You see, the song is a duet. You are a part of the Creator, and that piece of divinity within you, it's what is searching. That's the seeker part. When we say we're seekers, seekers for what? Seekers of the seed that lies within us. So let's go to that place now. I invite you to close your eyes, relax your face, relax your eyes, relax your ears, relax your mouth, relax your shoulders, your arms, your hands, relax your back, relax your chest, relax your abdomen, relax your thighs, relax your knees, relax your calves, relax your feet, and let all tension dissolve away and allow your chair to support you. You are being supported, and beneath you, you are being held by the earth, Gaia, Mother Nature. You have all walked the beauty that's around you right now in this majestic land called Sedona, where the energy of the earth knows you. And because we are part of the earth, let us begin by honoring our ancestors. Let us invite the ancestors of the land to come and join us. Let us acknowledge the wisdom keepers. Let us invite those who wanted to be in this conference but for one reason or another could not be here. Let us energetically invite them in now. They too are included. They are participating. They are part of our love connection, our connection to the great Creator. Let us invite all of your biological ancestors to be present in this moment. And let us invite the Star Mothers. Let us invite our star family to join us in this moment. And as we feel, sense, visualize, imagine the room being filled with all of these magnificent, majestic beings, we now invite the beautiful, loving message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. It has already been mentioned the honoring the indigenous, of the wisdom of the indigenous of the area, the elders of the area who are still here. And so I'm going to do something that I like to do. Anytime I am on a land as pristine as this, I ask permission of the ancestors of the land, the elders who remain in the dirt, whose wisdom still live here and is available, I ask permission to give this spiritual message where you are. I always receive a yes. And it's almost like they're saying, it's about time. This has always been the way it is as we proceed with information What if, dear ones, the human being is fully equipped with everything they need for mastery? What if they come in this way? What if it's a matter of discovering it instead of a paradigm you've been given, where you start from nothing and have to build upon things and find things and store things? And that's the three-dimensional paradigm you're in. What if it was the opposite? You've heard the term, I know. You come in with nothing, you leave with nothing. I would like to reframe that. Outside of that which you're taught, outside of a three-dimensional paradigm, to a truth. You come in with everything, and you leave with everything. And in between that coming and leaving, you find yourself like a child digging in the backyard to find the treasures you know are there. Because somehow, some way, you know that inside you there is magnificence. Did you hear the teacher, Matt, in his conversations with those who stood before him in tears, asking them to find their magnificence, that they were not guilty, that inside each one of them they had the ability to solve every single problem? And that was his job, to show them how. I want to give you a parable today. It's still another parable of a man called Woe. Now, every time we do a parable of a man called Woe, we talk to you and say, this is a story. It's an allegory. Never happened. It means something else. And the name Woe can be either gender. Woe could be a woman. But in this particular situation, in this particular parable, like so many, today woe is designated as a male. It's the story not just of woe, but it's a story of what happened around woe. It's a story, actually, that starts before his birth, at a time when woe is aware of everything that is about to occur. We call that, and have called it in the past, the wind of birth. Now, that is a metaphor, a wind of spirituality that blows you, perhaps, right out of the womb into that which you call the reality of your planet. When we've said in the past that there are those with you standing at the wind of birth, it means your agreements are all made and you're ready to come in. This life finds Woe doing well. He's a very common man in your culture, and he thinks very much like so many do. He is okay. He did well in school. His parents taught him well. And in his life, as he grows up, he wants to know what would be best as a vocation. What should he do? The wisdom of his father prevailed at that point in time and said, Woe, you have three choices. I will give you three suggestions, Woe, because these vocations, you'll never be without a job. And they are the following: accountant, plumber, and minister. And Woe said, well, what's the logic of that? And his father said, because something is always broken in every single one of those. And Woe said, well, I understand the minister part. I understand the plumber part. What about the accountant part? And his father said, "Well, every time I do my taxes, I realize how broken the system is." Wo became an accountant. He said it was easier than the other two. It probably wasn't. But he was suited for it. Look, Wo was a linear man. So we find Wo in an average life, enjoying himself. He found a beautiful wife. They've had a son, and he is an accountant. And this is where we then turn the page from what Wo was experiencing to what those who came in with Wo are experiencing. There's a group of angels and guides. And you might say, where are they? And the answer is yes. In a multidimensional scenario, you cannot identify a place. It's so unlinear, it's disturbing to many. It's beautiful. And this meeting of the angels and the guides that have come in with Wo is all about what's happening. And they talk among themselves. Has he asked yet? And again, they say, no, he has not asked. And they say, let's celebrate Wo right now for what may happen next. Let's celebrate Wo in ways we haven't celebrated him before. And they do it again. Let's celebrate the magnificence that Wo doesn't know he has. And then they ask again, has he asked yet? And they said no. The premise has always been the premise. The spiritual mastery, the magic, if you wish, of who you are, is not thrust upon you when you get here. With free choice, each of you must ask the question, is there more? Am I missing something? Is something bigger than I was told? There are so many in this group creating a coherence I may discuss even tomorrow. It's beautiful. You're not aware of it. When a group like this is in coherence, did you know that your heartbeats align? That's science. What do you think is going on between human and human when you come with a single purpose? That is what is going on right now. It makes you more receptive to certain kinds of things that perhaps you wouldn't be before. It allows a love to sit upon the audience that even affects those who came with those who wanted to come. And perhaps they were dragged here. They're here too. And they're loved just as much. So that is the premise. The human being must ask. And it'll never be forced on them, ever. But there are a number of winks that come around. There's synchronicity sometimes. There's numerology sometimes. There's, how did that happen? What is there? What does that mean? That will often actually force a human being to ask the questions they ask. As it is in Wo's life, he is a spiritual man to the extent he wishes to be, to the extent his parents were. Wo takes his family to church. And his feeling about that is not necessarily spiritual. It's more linear, because he counts church visits as meaning something when he dies. He's a good accountant. And that is how he sees it all. He believes in God as much as the next person. next to him, perhaps in the workplace. And he's happy with what he has there and what he's learned there. But it truly is more about the process of going on a regular basis and not about what might be there to learn. And what is there to learn in Woe's Church, like so many? Love. But he doesn't receive it. He just counts it. Believe it or not, there have been spiritual discussions, somewhat, even in his accounting office. And they will get together at the water cooler. Tell me about your church, whatever. Yes, yes, I go regularly. Right? There's one group of young accountants that Woe discovered was unusual. And they talked about a God in a different way, and they had no church. And Woe thought to himself, how can you have no church? Where is the structure? How can you count when you have no church? And he knew they were an odd bunch. But they told him, they said, God is inside. I don't need a church. What bothered Woe when this group is they smiled a little too much. They were a little too happy. And Woe thought, well, that can't be right. And he was correct, because he heard through the grapevine later. He said, did you know that one of them has a collection of stuffed unicorns? Then Woe knew it, said, I don't want anything to do with them. They're not for me. The angels were together. Has he looked yet? And they said, no, he hasn't looked. Is it possible that the magnificence of you hides behind a wall? And that perhaps you've drilled a hole in the wall, and that's how far you've looked, and that's enough. Is it possible that there's a group of angels and guides with your name on them that exists? You agreed to have them with you coming in the wind of birth. Is it possible that this arrangement is yours? But you come into a culture that guides you for what you believe, how you act, and what you're told. And the challenge is, with free choice, can you awaken to what's already there? Now, because it's part of you, there are permissions, you might say, for the angels and guides to push you or give winks or whatever. They tried. They tried with the people who smiled too much. But Woe wasn't interested. He didn't even want to talk to them. There was a traffic accident, and Woe was in it, and he was alone. It was a serious one, in that he was in the hospital. Organs were damaged. And there was, I would say, a potential that he would not make it. Woe awoke several times in the hospital, finally coming out of a short coma, realizing that he had some injuries that were life-threatening. One of the things that told him that very clearly was the minister of his church who came to see him. That had never happened. Was he getting ready to pass? What was going to happen? Then he started thinking about it. Have I gone enough times to church? Will there be an accounting when I get there? What will be said of me? Who am I? Is there something bigger than I've been told? Alert. The angels on the other side, rushing together, one reporting to the other, there's a hole. there's a hole. Something happened. Well, they know what happened. They're part of woe. They were all there during the accident. They're not somewhere else. They're part of his cellular structure. They're a part of who he is and always will be. There's a hole. And through that hole, those angels just poured love. Even if it was through a straw, they poured love. And Woe felt it. There's something unusual. There's something unusual happening to me, he thought while he was in the hospital. Of course, he linearized all of it. Well, I've been told this happens when people think they're going to die. That's just the brain function that happens. But what if it's something else? Alert. The hole is bigger. Oh, my. Get over here. Bigger straw. Push harder. And into Woe's persona, his life, his intelligence, his own mastery started to occur to him. Was God bigger than he was told? Was everything the correct way in his life? Was there more? Through this experience of the accident, he came to other conclusions. He thought out of the box that he was born in. The question has to be asked sometimes, was the accident on purpose? Was the accident there to then force him into thinking that way? I will give you information. The accident was always there if Woe chooses or chose to go through it. Now, that's a difficult concept. But Woe went through it. Because at some level, the future is already described in the way of his mastery or his awakening, because he came in with a plan. He came in with the angels and the guides, and that sits on him in some way. Many of you awoke because it was time to. You didn't have to have an accident. You started asking the question, is there more? In Woe's case, that accident came right through, let's say, a consciousness permission of knowing who he was. And he started to ask the questions. The angels and guides went to work. The hole, it started coming down. He recovered well and went home. Went back to his job and realized everything was just a little different. He couldn't really describe it. But then he told his wife. He said, you know, I am a happier man than I ever was before. I'm so grateful for you, honey. And she thought, well, he was just frightened a lot in the accident. And this is kind of what happens when people are frightened a lot. And she kind of patted him on the head and said, that's nice, honey, you'll get over it. But he didn't. He didn't. Let me tell you what happened next. Woe became a light worker. Woe started realizing and waking up to his mastery inside. His wonderful mastery inside. He fully awakened to that, to the extent that he would be here. He told his wife, again, he said, I'm a different person. What you don't know about what's going to happen next is his wife will also be involved, because she sees a new Woe. She sees a changed man, and it's not going away. And she likes what she sees. The end of the story, Woe discovered his magnificence, but he had an admonition from his wife. He'll never forget it. She said, Woe, I like what's happening. I like it a lot, but please promise me you will not collect unicorns. It's a story that could be your story, and it doesn't have to have an accident. It's a story about the magnificence that all of you carry and had from birth that doesn't have to be buried in the backyard. It's up to you. That's why we're here. I'm Kryon, in love with humanity. And so it is.